Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the first chapter of the book of Colossians. I want to read verses 16 and 17. For by Him, that is Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. This is one of the most authoritative statements in the Bible concerning the fact that Jesus Christ made all things, whether you can see them or not, visible and invisible. One of the arguments that people, well, we can't see, we can't know. Well, the Bible says all things visible and invisible. And so it's our privilege today to focus on the things that He has created through what we've seen in Sunday school this morning and what we are going to see tonight especially. But I want to remind you to count the number of times the word all appears in those two verses. All is a very important word in the English language. It clarifies. It doesn't confuse, it clarifies what He created. He created all things. The reason that people express doubts is they don't believe God. That's what it boils down to. There's no such thing as an honest doubter when it comes to the things and the truth of God's Word. Because what you're doing is you're sinning against God who declared that He is the one that made all things. And so that just tells us that evolution is even more horrible than what is imagined, because it goes right to the heart of the authority of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. So I know that your hearts will be encouraged today as the Word of God is shared with us in relationship to science to help us to understand that God made all things.